There are four things that need chizuk. One of them is Talmud Torah. So a little bit on the inyan of chizuk and Talmud Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner famously wrote a letter to his grandson. He begins with the fact that Talmud Torah needs chizuk. And he says, therefore, lo manati mulchazik oschol ezares b'lam zoras shetizdares lomo bezvizos v'cheshek gadol. When you learn, you have to learn with a sense of zvizos, of impassioned energy. Ki ma shelomdim ba'atzlus kol hayom yecholam lomo bezvizos b'kamashos. Person learns in too much of a laid-back way, it could take a whole day, and that same amount that you'd learn, bezvizos, would take just a few hours. Now we find a little bit of this idea in the parsha itself. We know that Rephidim was the place where Amalek came and attacked Klal Yisrael, and the name Rephidim, according to one opinion in the Mechilta, is based on the fact that Rafu Yedeim in HaTorah. And that's what the Mechilta says. Rephidim is Rifyon Yadayim, Rafu Yisrael Yadayim Edivrei Torah. That they felt less passionate. They didn't hold on. It wasn't as intense. Now, at first glance, what does it mean? Matan Torah is not till Parshas Yisrael. What kind of Divrei Torah? Think about it. You look back in the Parsha and you see that there was an element of Talmud Torah, exposure to Torah, that already preceded Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis, that, you know, there's a takon of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, and of course Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us that it's based on a pasuk in the Parsha, where it says, just after Kriyas Yamsuf, that Klal Yisrael went for 3 days without water. So the Gemara explains, Dorshe Rishumos, they darshan what's the imprint of this expression, and they said, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. As the pasuk says, Hoi Kod Samil Chul HaMayim. Kevin Sha'ochu Shloshes Yamin Below Torah. Miyad Nilu. They went 3 days without Torah and they had a feeling of exhaustion, that they were completely fatigued. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim V'tiknu Lehem Shikorin B'Shabbos Mavsikin B'Echad B'Shabbos V'Korin B'Sheni Mavsikin B'Shlishi Revi V'Korin B'Chamishi Mavsikin Erev Shabbos K'dei Shelo Yolinu Gimel Yam Below Torah. Based on this, there was a takana to have Kriyas HaTorah in a certain way, that there would not be 3 days without Torah, because you see here they went 3 days v'lo matzu mayim. What's the idea behind this Gemara? The next thing that happens is they came to Mara and they couldn't drink that water either. And it says that Moshe was shown how to sweeten the water. So the idea, of course, has to relate to Torah too, that the water, meaning the Torah, wasn't initially sweet, and then there was a transformation that became sweet, which is the idea, of course, that Talmud Torah has to have gishmak, like we daven every day, v'harav nashem olkeinu. And that's also what we find over here in the same psukim, that they learned certain parts of Torah. Pasuk says, right after v'yimtiku hamoyin, sham samlo chokul mishpat, v'sham nisahu. So the chokul mishpat, Rashi quotes for us, that they were given mixas parshas to Torah, and the lashon of Rashi is she's asku behem. The inyan of the mitzvahs of Mara was for Talmud Torah. And the Ramban is Mayrich and is Medayik and Rashi that these mitzvahs were not necessarily binding right now. They didn't have to mekayim it as a mitzvah ba'osa. Rather, they were being exposed to the mitzvahs, and the purpose was to be involved with the Talmud Torah, like the Gemara's Mashma here, that you shouldn't have this feeling of being exhausted, but you should get a chiyus from Torah, and as you see here, the Torah should become sweet, even if it doesn't start off as sweet, but through the being Esek HaTorah, the Torah becomes sweet. And then, in this vein, we find in the Mechilta that the next place that they get to after leaving Mara is Elim. The Pasuk says that uve elim shteim esrei enos mayim v'shivim tamarim, that they have these 70 palm trees. But pasuk says ayachanu sham al hamoyim, they encamped on the water. So the Mechilta comments on the pasuk ayachanu sham al hamoyim, melamed shayu oskim b'divrei Torah shenitnu hem b'mara. They had been given these parshas of Torah shi'as asku, and they took it to the next level. So now they went and they journeyed, and they find themselves in a place, you could say a spa, an oasis, Shivim Tamarim, and they were able to continue being Osek Batorah. Of course, they get next to the area where the man is beginning to fall. Chazal identified that as a place named Alush. It was in Midbar Sin. Chazal tell us that Lo Nitna Torah El Ochei Haman. And the message is that because they had their needs taken care of, they were able to continue to be Osik Batorah as they were before in Eilin. So they had the man. And then at some point, when they journeyed on to Rephidim, something happened, and roughly a day in a Torah. But you see that there was a sense of involvement in Torah, which was necessary, but then they didn't hold on to it, and they needed, they lost it a little bit, and then they had to get Chizuk again as it went on to Har Sinai. So the process of Chizuk in Torah is something you can already track in the Chumash itself. The Gemara has in a few places, and this is Gemara later in Gittin, as a matter of fact, one of the Makoros at Rish Lakish, who's the Baal HaMemra. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyomos Ba'ohel. That's Parsha of Tumas Meis. But the Lashna Pasuk is very unusual. It should say, Zos Toras HaAdam Asher Yomos, like it says in a lot of places, Zos Toras HaTzaras, Zos Toras whatever. Rather, the Chumash says a different Lashon. Zos HaTorah, comma, Adam Kiyomos Ba'ohel. What's the idea? So the Gemara has the Drasha. It says, Rish Lakish, Ein Devei Torah Miskayem, Miskaymin, El B'mishem Memes Atzmo Aleyem. Torah can be retained only for somebody who's memis atzmo. Shenema zosa Torah, adam kiyamas ba'ala. What does it mean to be memis atzmo? Kill yourself, what does it mean? So the Masha here in Gittin explains it. What it means is the person has to be willing to deprive themselves of a certain level of comfort, of comforts in this world. Like we know the Mishnah says in we have in Pirkei Avos, it's actually not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa at the end, that Pasma Melech Tochal, and so on. So the idea of Yomosh Ba'oel is a willingness to be able to settle for less, to be less indulging, you could say. And it's interesting, because you find here in the Parsha as well that same type of process. In Mara, it was difficult. They had no water, and the water was bitter. But they had to apply themselves, and ultimately it turned sweet, and the Torah was there for them. There was a challenge. They came to Eilim. Now there they had it good. They have Shivim Tamarim. And the answer is that they were able to maintain that Esek BaTorah, even though they had the comforts of life, they have the Shivim Tamarim, what it represented. And that's because you can sometimes see the comforts that a person has as a way to support an involvement in Torah. As opposed to being a distraction, they can allow a person to have the proper use of Hadas, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that a person has the comforts of Olam Hazeh, basic needs are being met, then they're able to focus on Ruchnius and on spiritual matters and on Seichel and Yonim of Chachma and Torah. So it wasn't a distraction. At some point, again, it became a challenge for them, and Rephidim, again, they slipped. In between you had the man. What was the man in terms of all of this? The man certainly was a way to provide for the basic needs, so they wouldn't have to think about the next day. They would have to think about what they had. It was coming. They had the bitachon, it would be coming. But something else that's interesting that you find in the Sfarnu with connection to the man. The Pasuk says by the man that Moshe Rabbeinu announces, Erev vidatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. It will be in the evening that you will know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, uvoker in the morning, and then it goes on, you'll see the Kvod Hashem. What does it mean, you will know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim? Pasha Pshat, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, like the words are said. No, the Sfarnu says it means something more. Yehi Ratzon, Shema She'amar Li She'yitin Lachem Mazon, He's going to give you food in such a way, She'yitin Lachem Ba'erev Tzarchei Ha'erev. He'll give you what you need at night. That was the meat. The inyan shetedu shakel yisbarach hotzi eschem legamri me'eretz Mitzrayim. Not just that you physically left Mitzrayim, but you have been completely taken out of the culture of Mitzrayim. Ki yotziachem gam mimin hagecha. You will see in the way Hashem gives you the food that you are removed from the whole culture of Egypt. The Gemara says in in Yuma, he quotes, "B'tchilo ha'Yisrael domin le'tanegolim shem nakrim ba'aspa." Initially, Klal Yisrael, they didn't have set times for food, for meals. They'd chop here, they'd chop there, they'd be pecking like chickens. Ad sheba Moshe v'kavel hem zman suda. Moshe established for them times. There's breakfast, there's dinner. You eat like a mensch. Until that, they were built yisman kavuda, kabehemos. This is part of the process of the man. Uvoker yochem lechem baboker. And this is part of building Klal Yisrael for Matan Torah and allowing them to be able to have the focus that they need to have in Talmud Torah. How does a person free themselves from the allures of the gashmias of the Olam Hazeh? And let's imagine here in terms of food. We all have those physiological needs that we need to eat, and we enjoy food, and it becomes sometimes an addiction, but certainly we enjoy it. That's part of human nature, our physiology. But the answer is, if it's just impulsive, if it's impulsive eating, grab a thing here, grab a thing there, just without any sense of thought, time, there's a time for eating, there's a time for sleeping, there's a time for everything, then it's like we're not fully developed as human beings, certainly as the type of human being that the Torah wants us to be. There has to be a sense of being able to allow time for our physical needs to be taken care of, to eat when it's time to eat like a mensch, to be mala, so to speak, the gashmias for Kedusha, but to do it in a way that is menschlich. And then we'd be able to focus on our learning in a way that's appropriate. So the meimis atzmo lecha of the Gemara in Rish Lakish, it's not necessarily that we're mechuyev to deprive ourselves of comforts of life that we might have already, not mechuyev to deprive ourselves of l'shem kilu, like the Chassidi Ashkenaz would dafka do things that would be an affliction. I don't think anyone is on that madrega to do it. If we have Baruch Hashem standards of living that we're used to, I think that it's something to be grateful for. Not everybody has it. L'maisa, there are people who are most nefesh for Torah, even without the comforts that we take for granted. And sometimes they're able to steig in a many very big way. On the other hand, sometimes that can be its own nisayon. Then you can't you can learn as well when you have, you know, the lack of yishuv hadas. We have to take the best of what we have, of the comforts of life that we're used to, but not let that become an end in itself. Not to let that become just a matter of feeding, you know, ourselves for the sake of the pleasure. And whenever it feels like it's a good time to do it, just do it. But to recognize that this is part of a routine, there's a time to eat, and then we eat because we want to live, not that we live to eat, we eat to live. That's part of the message here of, I think, what you get from the man and from before that. There's another nekuda in Meimis Atzmo Lecha. There are a couple of different pirushim. The Chafetz Chaim has a mashal, which is a very interesting one. Brought in the countries here, but I'll just quote it from the Chafetz Chaim, Parshas Chukas, on this drasha. He brings a mashal of a person who, after many years, decided to be much more involved with studying Torah. He hadn't done as much in his earlier years, and to limit his involvement in business. He had been in business most of his life. Now he wants to devote himself to almost exclusively to learning. So one day he remained in Beis Medrash after davening for several hours, and they start searching for him for the business because they're expecting him to be available to tend to the store, whatever it was. And they finally found him in shul. And the people come running after him, the family comes running after him. You have people waiting to buy merchandise from you. And he says, "Tell me, if I would have left the world, if I would have died, would there be nothing to say? It's not that, you know, the people waiting in the store. And I don't exist anymore. I'm not here. Now, from Osik Torah, it's ki'ilu ani meis. What do you care? I'm going to have tchias ha-meisim in 2 hours. But right now, I'm tuning out the rest of the world." That's the Chavetz Chaim's idea. Meimis atzmo lecha means that when a person is learning, you literally tune out everything else. This is the only thing that matters right now. Nothing else is on my mind. And as much as later on, I'll be on for all those other things, but right now my focus is totally on this. This is the inyan of the meimis atzmo lecha, to be totally non-existent for anything but what I have in front of me. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us that type of inspiration to be able to live with this, to recognize that the chizuk is constant. We can't just assume that because we did it well one day, it's going to remain, you know, on track. Even after Kri Yisrael, we're able to maintain it up to a point with Elim and then with the Man, but then they slipped in Refidim, they had to come back again from Matan Torah. This is a process. But every time that we have small victories, it gives us a little bit more momentum to go forward. And to recognize that part of that ability to be able to be Mechazik in Torah is to recognize that we have to be able to not be as beholden to those comforts of life that we might be used to, because that would bring with it the atzlus that the Nefesh HaChaim starts with in his letter. Rather, that we should be able to feel that we can accommodate and indulge as needed, but in a sense which is menschlich, not in a sense which is just sort of impulsive and on the run and whatever, but give everything it's due in its right time, and then hopefully the Torah will have the atzlacha and will have the growth that we need to have in our Torah, in the Talmud Torah.